Dear fellow Christians, we will receive double for all our sins. Listen for what that means. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, the grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. So what does it mean to receive double for all our sins? The message that we are to cry out declares that every mountain of pride shall be demolished, and our lives will wither like a cut flower. Is that the double? That we're going to be fully punished for our sins and die, cut off from the Lord? Well, it is what we deserve. But the message that we are to cry out is also that every valley brought low in repentance shall be exalted. And the glad tidings that your God is ruling to gather his lambs to salvation. And that is the double comfort. Jesus has washed you clean from your sins in his own blood, and with his own righteousness made you the holy child of God. And this word of our God stands forever. Join in singing, God's word is our great heritage. To whom then will you liken God? Listen for some examples. Verse 12 following. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust on the scale. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations are before him as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to him? The workman molds a graven image. The goldsmith overspreads it with gold, and the silversmith casts silver in chains. Whoever is too impoverished for such a contribution chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not totter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted, scarcely shall they be sown, scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. Who brings out their host by number? He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. As in Psalm 2, the Lord holds in derision every attempt of man to make a substitute for God. There is no other God. He holds all the water. Somebody measured it at 340 quintillion gallons in the palm of his hand. The edges of the universe are for him a hand's width. 6 trillion metric tons of the earth's crust are for the Lord as dust in a scale. He even knows every name and place of all the stars in the universe. Bow the knee to him, and no substitute. Join in the doxology. Praise God. So what is it that you need today? Verse 27 following. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. What is it that we need today? Not to doubt or blame God as Israel was, but day by day to be renewed in and by His grace. For your best day is not so good. It's beyond the need of His grace. And your worst day is not so bad that it's beyond the reach of His grace. So wait on the Lord. Whether mounting up on wings of an eagle or trudging under tribulation, wrap your heart and life around His promises and walk on, renewed by His grace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.